Amen.
We bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Elder and the leaders of the church, I'm grateful that God has been faithful and has given me the opportunity to come here. Amen.
Elder, ne asorim panim for me da unyame asese unyame amam ho kwan se enne me ne mom che unyame asem.
Your father is my brother.
Osofo oyeminua.
Amen.
Amen.
So if your father is not around, it's my responsibility to come and see how you are doing.
Ndise mo papa ni ha eye masedi ese me ba na me.
Hallelujah.
Di juma.
So I am here.
Enuti me waha.
Amen.
Amen.
I am here.
Me waha.
Tell somebody I am here.
Can't you be said me waha?
Oh, tell the not me. Tell the person. Can't you be say
waha? Can't you no say waha?
Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Yes, you are ready.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unfortunately, I am not used to standing at one place. Please forgive me. Apostle, bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Please have your seat. Amen.
Amen.
Do you guys know that you look wonderful?
Amen.
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 You are beautiful and how do you say to the men? Handsome. Oh, okay. The women were beautiful, and then the men were beautiful.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. I see some faces here. Mama Mary. That's my mother, you know. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, man.
Hallelujah.
Kindly open your Bible. This morning or this afternoon, I want us to look at, it will be more of a little teaching, and then we'll trust God to pray. Amen.
Amen.
Because Mijidi says, "Nyantia siya, na wo bompaya, wo boni ye to get results."
I believe if we have the understanding, we can listen to the word of God and pray.
Amen. Lift your Bible up.
Peja utron kosro.
And see that this is the word of the Lord. I believe it.
Mijidi.
And whatever that is coming out of it, may it enter into my spirit to bring me light that I will live a life that is successful, fruitful, and productive. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Obadiah.
Odifo Obadiah, woman.
How many of us know that it was in the Bible?
Him for the name of Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Bless God.
Hallelujah.
Obadiah 1. Or Obadiah 17. Me pacho menya obi obebua me brofuno. Me English teacher wuntem. To read, to be reading for us. Obadiah 17. It's only one chapter, so.
Obadiah, enchiche mu dun suno.
Eja read it chino ma yena fino.
Nasi yombe poso die. Infimu fuo bet na ho. Na aye kronkron bia na Jacob fie befa won ejapade ediso. Amen.
Obadiah 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. Amen.
Please add the 18 and then the next two verses to read.
And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau a stumble, and they shall kindle in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remainings of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
Amen.
For the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance.
Na Bible say Mount Zion be possible na ogie be free aba.
And there shall be holiness.
Na kunkun ye e be free aba.
And the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession.
Na Jacob man be for we japade e di so.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This morning or this afternoon, I'm talking about possessing your possession.
And now no pay me catch us over for we japa dear Ediso.
Amen.
Amen.
I am talking about possessing your possession.
Me kasan for sa ube ji for japa dear na wediso.
Now, if we talk about possession, then it means that there is an inheritance that has been given unto us to possess.
Say I can say a japa di bu abe fediso, and not just a bibi woha eye we japa dia ewoho.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says that God has deposited all that we need. When we read the book of Peter, it says that we have all the things that pertains unto life and godliness.
Now, but Peter manu chaye and say ye wonye mbiya e woho emaye a efa yemkwaji yon.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it means that there are inheritance given unto us.
Chese odie japadi bi amaye.
But you see, the secret in it is that even though the inheritance is there, you got to possess it. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible says, upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance.
And the Bible says, Mount Zion, and there
shall be holiness.
And
then the children of Jacob shall possess their
possession.
So it is three things. Deliverance brings holiness. And holiness brings possession. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Are you understanding me?
Yes.
Deliverance brings holiness. And then holiness brings possession. So the Bible says that upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance.
And the Bible say Mount Zion be possible and ogie be free.
Now, when we talk about Zion, we are not talking about the mountain in Jerusalem in the land of Israel.
Yeah, can Zion na nya be po e wo Israel no asem ne.
Hallelujah. Amen. But when we talk about Mount Zion in the realms of the spirit, we are talking about the presence of God.
Now, ye can say onyame anim.
Hallelujah. So in other words, the Bible is saying that he that dwells in the presence of God shall walk in holiness to possess what God has given unto him. Now,
and take their possessions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you understanding me?
Oh, Timothy.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible says that you and I, is that the right grammar? Or you and me?
You and I. Ah. The Bible say, "Wouldn't me?
When we dwell in the presence of God, when we understand how to live in the presence of God, then it creates holiness in us. Because we begin to portray the nature of God. And when you begin to portray the nature of God, you are able to enter into the storehouse of Elohim. And possess that which has been given unto you. Are you understanding me? So the question is, how do we? I want us to look at the example or the lifestyle of a man who walked or lived in the presence of God, walked in holiness, and then possessed his possession. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want you to turn your Bibles with me to the book of Genesis chapter
32.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we will trust God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you please read 22 to 30 for us?
Genesis chapter 32, verse 22 to 30. And he arose up that night and took his two wives and two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook. Sent them over that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the break of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Verse 26. And he said, "Let me go, for the day is break." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince that have power with God and with men has prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." 31. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun arose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. He halted, sorry. "Therefore, the children of Israel eat not of the sinews which shrunk, which is upon the hollow of the thigh unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that sprung." Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Now the Bible says that there was this man by the name Jacob.
The Bible says now Obere may be your friend Jacob.
And we all know the story of Jacob, right?
Jacob.
Hallelujah. Abakosem. So the Bible says that he deceived the brother or the father and went to the uncle Laban and lived there for years.
And
then the time came for him to come back.
So when we read the
chapters before the 32 that we read, the Bible says that he decided to go back home. And the Bible says that when he was going, he sent his servants and imbrechini mpontini opapun and in yakike kahunya say, "Take it and go and give it to my brother Joseph Esau."
And untibro ye na dwin saw bano was a sa ejapadie nyani mpontini niema esuma si emfa nkoma ni nua Esau.
And the Bible says that the messengers went, and when they came back, they said that your brother Esau is also coming to meet you with 400 strong men.
Afei omo ba eno mba kache eno se wunya yeso onso e ba oso ode enipa ahanai.
And nunti sa wukan ya Bible say, and then Jacob feared.
Na nunti Bible say Jacob suroi.
Hallelujah. So he decided to let his wife and the children and the servants, "You go. Mudye mundi ka mungkwa jitwe di eno."
Na nunti yoshe ni mani hirenu msa mudye mungkwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says that he was left alone. Tell yourself, "I need to be left alone." And the Bible says that he wrestled with God. WWF, right? You see how the people wrestle. And yet, you see, and yet,
I mean,
hallelujah. That is the idea, the mentality that I want you to have. The Bible says that Jacob did not, but he wrestled.
Jacob
said, "I will not let you go until you do what? You bless me." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why was Jacob saying that? "I will not let you go until you bless me." Hallelujah. And that is what I want us to learn. Number one, if you can take possession of what has been given unto you, you got to have the word. Amen. You got to have the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Why was Jacob saying, "Say, bless me until I will not let you go until you bless me"? Genesis chapter
28.
Verse number 3 and
4.
Genesis 28:3-4.
Mm-hmm.
"And God Almighty bless thee,
mm-hmm,
and make thee fruitful and multiply thee.
Mm-hmm.
That thou mayest be a multitude of people,
mm-hmm,
and give thee the blessings of Abraham, mm-hmm. to thee and to thy seed, mm-hmm. with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, hallelujah. Which God gave unto Abraham. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
This was the story when we read from the verse 1. It says that Jacob went to Isaac and said that he was going to his uncle's Laban, and the father blessed him.
And that was the
blessing that we just read that Isaac pronounced on Jacob.
So
he says that may the Lord God Almighty bless you. And make you fruitful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 That was the word that the father spoke unto him. Hallelujah. Now, go back to 27. Are you there, somebody? Mm-hmm. Read the verse number 28, 26 to 29, but I want you to read the 28 because of time. 28 and 29.
Genesis 27, 28, 29. Therefore, God gave thee the dew of heaven, mm-hmm. and the fatness of the earth, and mm-hmm. the plenty corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over their brethren, and let thy mother's son bow down to thee. Mm-hmm. Cursed be everyone that curses thee, and blessed be he that blessed thee. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. These were the pronouncements of the father upon Jacob.
Isaac Jacob.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the Bible says that when Jacob was about to leave, the 27 year, Abraham oko dada ne papa. Now, from the Bible says, "Oh yes, sir, all corny was a labor, hono, or some corny papa," and the father blessed him again.
And the 27 is where he went to deceive the father that he was going to the uncle.
And in all the pronouncement, he said that may the Lord God Almighty bless
you.
So when Jacob went to the uncle's place to serve for whatever years that he served there. And he was coming back. Bible says he had a lot of things. But in all those things, Jacob still knew that the blessings that has been pronounced has not been fulfilled. So when he had the opportunity to go before the presence of God, the Bible says that he said that you may bless me. Until you bless me, I will not let you go. Because he had the word that God has set on him that I will bless you and make you fruitful. Amen.
Amen.
So, for you to be able to possess your possession, the first thing that you need is that you got to have a word from God. Because if you don't have a word from God, then you cannot possess your possession. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when you go to the 28, from the 10 to the verse 15, the Bible says that when Jacob was on his way, he got to a place and then he laid down his head. And the Bible says
that.
Hallelujah. And the Bible says that he dreamt. And then God said unto him that I will bless you and make you fruitful. A secret here. Jacob received the pronouncement from the father's mouth.
Jacob
twice. Now, the Bible says that when he slept, he laid down his head.
The Bible says,
the spiritual interpretation, in other words, that he sought the face of God. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that God spoke to him personally. Hallelujah. So now, Jacob, even though the father has said whatever he wanted to say, Jacob wanted to make sure, say, this thing that my father pronounced, is it really God that spoke unto me? And he went to seek the face of God. And the Bible says that God said unto him that I will bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what I'm saying here is that for you to possess your possession, the prophet can come and tell you that thou seest the Lord. The evangelist can come and say that thou seest the law. Apostle will come and say that thou seest
Apostle Baba no be catch or say Radi Sienye.
Elder will come and say that thou seest the Lord.
Elder Super Baba no be catch or say Radi Sienye.
Deacon will come and say thou seest the Lord.
Deacon Super Baba catch or say Radi Sienye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But when we receive the word,
na yeti asem no.
What do you do with the word? It is called upon you and I to go and seek the face of God to receive a confirmation from what has been
pronounced.
Amen.
Amen.
So when I come here and I come and tell you, the Lord, and when you go, don't go and sit down and say, oh, pastor said this, and then you go lay your head and sleep.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that when Jacob did that, or when he encountered God, he did something.
Now, Ebra, Jacob ni onyaminya sa aronkofano oye bibi.
Hallelujah. Am I speaking to somebody?
Mini obi na kasa.
So one,
ntini edikan.
The first thing that you need to do in possessing your possession is to get the word.
Ade edikan e wose ubetumi afu ejapade edi so ne se jise unya asem no.
Hallelujah. Because out God did nothing without the word.
Onyame wa nye bibia wa bra wa nyina na asem so.
Hallelujah. So you got to have a word to stand on.
That
is what Jacob did and said that I will not let you go until you bless me.
And no, Jacob here, I can say, me my own God, Jesus, what answer?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis 28, the same place.
Genesis, it here do you know what you know?
Now we jump to verse number. Elder, yes, please read the 15 just to refresh us, and then jump to 17.
Genesis 28, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, I am with thee,
mm-hmm,
and will keep thee in all places, mm-hmm, whither thou goest,
mm-hmm,
and will bring thee again into this land.
Mm-hmm.
For I would not leave thee until I have done what that which I have spoken to thee of.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
And as he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none of other but the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the gate of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Please go on.
Verse 18. And Jacob rose up early in the morning,
mm-hmm,
and took the stone that he had put for his pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And set it up for a pillow, a pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And pour oil upon the top of it.
Hold on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says that when Jacob received the word from God,
Bible say, brother Jacob,
when God told him that I will bless you and be with you and make you prosperous and I will bring you back. When he woke up, the Bible says that he did something.
Oh yeah, baby.
Now he picked a pillow, the stone that he was, he put his head on. And the Bible says that he set it as a pillar.
And now, all the year,
hallelujah. He set up a pillar as a memorial. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 If you can possess your possession, you got to have a memorial.
Amen.
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 When we talk about memorial, we are talking about a tree near Bekana say in Kaye, right? In Kaidum.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In other words, you got to raise an altar.
Enunti I was saying afarebuchia.
Amen.
Amen.
I am not saying go and pick stones and go and put it in your room. And since Osofutano says that, mm-hmm, I should make an altar.
Amen.
All that I'm saying is that raising a memorial or an altar means having a time.
Say ubeche altar any say ubenya mre amenradi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So when you receive the word, you got to have an altar where you can go and remind God of the word that he has said. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that when he placed the stone there, he picked oil and poured oil upon
the
it.
The Bible says,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That is a sign of worship.
Na, eye, osom.
Amen. Amen?
Amen.
If you can possess your possession, you got to be a person who understands how to worship God.
Amen.
Amen. When I'm talking about worship, it is not a matter of just coming to stand here. Yes, it goes beyond Yeshirawo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a life. That is why the Bible says in 91 Psalm,
the Bible
in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. Hallelujah. He says that they that dwell. Hallelujah. That's right. The secret word there is dwell.
They
that abode or abide in the presence of God. Which means when we're talking about abiding or abode or habitation or dwelling place, it means that it is a constant thing.
Amen.
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 Now, so it's not one more, and yet, never call Kaswa, no, what now found to better talk. You can't be able to possess your possession.
And it's a over for a Japa dear Jesua. I guess I would enough.
What I'm saying is that if you want to possess your possession, you got to be a perpetual, what do you call it, dweller in the presence of God. Not today you go before the presence of God, and then 1 week you do whatever you want to do, and then the following week you come, oh, Onyami, you understand.
And until it's over for a Japa dear Jesua, na ye ubia, de bia, ukwera dear Nim, na yesen, ukwa na. Holiday kakra.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, to possess your possession, you got to have the
word.
So the question is, that marriage that you are believing God
for,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The financial breakthrough you are believing God for.
Any usika sama utense wonyamede
wo fa mu. Job that you are believing God for.
Say juma na wo do wo re ehye mu se wonyamede ma wo.
That educational scholarship you are believing God for.
Enunti scholarship a wo pese wonyamede ma wo no.
The question is, what word are you standing on? What word have you got?
Asembisa no say asembei na wo gina so.
Amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't have a word of a word to stand on, amen. I was so near assembly, and until the world quote on Yankopo anymore. See me. Let me give you a typical example here. America here, they said they have what they call the amendments. Me, I don't even know where they come from, and I don't understand. But you see, they have the amendment that they says that is it first amendment or whatever they want to call it. You understand? When you're American citizen, wherever you go, there is some kind of confidence that you have.
Say, America.
They have what they call is it a fifth amendment? Invoking your right not to speak. Is it a fifth amendment? So the person can go to court. My lawyer, when the guy says that I have invoked my fifth amendment, there is nothing you can do, and he will not speak. Are you understanding me?
Amen.
Because he has a word that the government has given unto you, that when he invokes that, nothing on this earth can change him to say what he wants to say. Have the confidence to stand on the word and go before God and tell God, God, me and your soft on the catcher, me, I did my place somewhere where I think myself, where you can't give me, say, I can't get this word. So if I act on that word,
Amen.
Yetro Exodus, Granny and Dins here, Bebu. Yetro numbers, Granny and Dins here, Bebu. And Okobon, once and Koka say, Mimi mine so, Mikros, Oboni and Trasso. And if you are believing God for a child, then you take that word and go to the courts of heaven and tell the judge that, hey, Papa, if you say this, that time, said, me, I wasn't there.
And until you fall, asem no anaw de akɔ onyame anim no waka akye nsa wo na wo ka ye
oponi entra wasase so masase so na opon ye kan say
opon
ba right and miscarriage person will not live on my land and until say wo fa ye funa de ne say then you got to go and ask the judge you said this and you got to act
na wa ko onyame ho akɔka akye nsa nyame wo na wo ka asem we na fe adenti na wadane no.
Understanding me?
Oh, Tim,
so you take the word and you go to the altar and lift up your voice. And as you lift up your voice, you pour oil, which is worship.
And sorry.
Bible said, send your work here, and I am returning. I will give you a tenth of what you are giving.
And until or catch your young missus, I would mammy call Nami Ba Nasa Ushramia, Medi, and to so do to Eberbrown.
It is what we call seed faith.
And only a GDA Abano.
Not Jacob. Onya in Shrebia.
Satan, not Jacob, but has no blessing.
He stood on the word of God. He told God that when I return, I will give you a sacrifice.
And I'm so Ojina Onyami asemun sunti or catch you Onyami says I'm going to ba me ba for yamo.
If you want to possess your possession,
so person for Japa di Edisua,
you have to understand to give.
I was say uti oma ase.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I believe say ma bo ma for di that are right. Good. Me mebo me di next week into me invite mu nyina. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see what I'm saying is that when you receive the word, learn how to sacrifice on the altar.
Amen.
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 Maybe it might not be there.
Maybe I
but you challenge Jacob challenged God. Because now Jacob, oh kwane papa hono no krapuma. Oh kwane wofa hono krapuma. Nembrecheni mponchini or papuni ndinechi. Amen.
Amen.
But Jacob said, "Nana boy, you pay to add the amount." In other words, he sowed a seed faith. So what I'm saying is that. What I'm saying is that here, adiena wujie niamiedi wohono. Woko wunko tojie ni moa. Fa afori bobi kama unakofa kato afori mchalunse. Onyami mirisadi wewe so washe se. Masadi nembremu. Let that thing come. Go with the sacrifice.
For will be quite ready
I remember, let me share this testimony. We'll go on. There was a lady who was trusting God for a seed.
And
we pray, and then the revelation came.
You see,
sometimes, and then God gave us a lesson to tell her, say, when ice cream cars are coming, or trucks, this ice cream trucks that they do for this thing here now,
ice cream cars now, yeah.
She makes sure that she finds some, and then the kids that come around spend money to buy the ice cream for them. Initially, when we told her, now, Pastor, wait here. You see, it doesn't make sense. Amen.
Amen.
So, for about 3 months, she was contemplating whether to do it or not.
And until Bear Bosumi and Sanon and Adjunini DSCS are waiting a bottle of open ice cream on Kotutom
and Kolea. And then she had a dream.
And to Onya Diasubi.
And then when she had a dream, she realized that she has, in the dream, she took a seed for 3 times and all miscarriage.
So
the next day she called Pastor Isaac. Hey, then I was sitting on the phone quiet. And then she rattled and rattled and rattled, and I said, are you done?
Now for a phone or frame, me na fe oyi daye na chire me na misu mi yedin na mti
so what do you want me to do?
And until then, now person me ye.
Pastor Isaac, you see, you have to pray. And I'm saying, some pay with your mimbo.
Amen.
Amen. No, you sometimes you have to be real. And then, so I spoke to her again, and then I told her. And then she went, I think a week or two after, she went and then did that thing. And within 3 weeks, to one man, she realized that she has taken seed.
And
she has given birth. And I think now I think the second or third one crossed
years,
she was praying. What I'm saying is that get a word from God. Bring a sacrifice of faith unto the altar. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the other thing that I want to talk about. So we have the word, and then you have to learn to worship. You have to learn to raise an altar, and you have to learn to sacrifice.
Now,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Genesis 31.
Before
we read that, read 30:25, and then you go to 31:3.
Genesis chapter 30, verse 25.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass when Rachel had born Joseph,
mm-hmm,
that Jacob said unto Laban, send me away that I may go into my own place.
Hallelujah.
And to my own country.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that when the wife gave birth, he went and told the uncle, let me go to my own place. Hallelujah.
Amen. 31
verse 3.
And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. The Bible says in 30:25, Jacob says, "Ma gifti, mrasuntre o se miko." Amen.
Amen.
And then the 31 verse 3 says that, and God said unto him, the time has come for you to go.
Amen.
What I am talking about here is that now, if you can possess your possession, one, you got to have the word. You got to be somebody who knows how to worship God. And then three, you got to understand divine timing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Bible says Jacob eko kache ni wa Laban say opeso okono. God told him that don't go. And then 31:3 no after the Bible says onyame be kache say now the time has come for you to go. Jacob wanted to go in his timing. But it was not right. The time was not right. If he had gone about that time, he would not have been able to meet the angel of God to rest with him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Let me give you a typical example. A personal testimony. Mm-hmm. When I came here, me ba ha, me kani chi wong. Na me je radio di wong minkrata semu for years. We trust God, we believe God, and we're praying, but there were hindrances. Amen.
Amen.
Anye nipa, edrum nibia. And I began to question God, telling God. And you see, the funny thing, the annoying part of this said, the people will come, you will pray for them, and then before you realize, they have gotten their breakthrough now.
No, we're born by us, we're not.
Mommy, we are, say, I know it's you. Amen.
Amen.
And then they go, oh, Pastor Isaac, the thing has come, oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Pastor Isaac, the thing has come. Oh, hey, for 14 years, the thing has come. Oh, hey, there was a sister, 16 years. Adiachi biya inkrofuinya asem kamo adiano. Every blessed time, they will bring something. We trusted God and prayed. Within 3 months, as for her, the thing did not even come green; it came citizen. It did not come green, oh.
Amen.
Citizen, straight.
Yes.
Chale, nani pa bompa ya onyamitu yeni pa deni. Moja mo kasa so for ni ye da ho je se ye ndi ye ni ha wo hu. Amen. And then out of nowhere I took a step again.
It was a month for
within 2 weeks, they brought a letter. Come to the place for interview. We went to the interview. Listen to me. The interview that they called, when we got there, and then my wife and we were there, and then the woman was saying, where is your authorization, work authorization? Because under normal circumstances, the work authorization have to come before, what do you call it? The thing now. Green, you know. And then the woman said, why is it so? I don't understand that. But I know to all kinds of things. Hallelujah. So when we finished, the lawyer said, everything is, the woman was trying to be hard. And yes, sorry. Yeah. Within 3 days, we got a letter. Welcome to America. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you see, the other fun aspect of it is that the thing came before, after 2 or 3 weeks before the work authorization even came. So when the work authorization came, it was useless.
Amen.
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 It took November, December, January, how many months?
Three
months. Amen. 3 months for God to do what he wanted to do. Why? Because it was in his timing.
Yes.
So when we finished, also for mommy was when we the thing came, we were all sitting down and laughing, and then we were all looking at our faces, and he said that this man or this God, he really does things for us to know, say. At the end of the day, you will not say onipansa na ye name no. Ade we onyankoponsa.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But what I'm saying is that
and you mean, can I say,
at that time that we expected or we wanted God to do,
some na na yen ye pese onyame ye
no. I have pastor friends. I have family friends.
No, I saw
that all took the same step at that same time.
And some for years.
I am talking about double digit years. Mm-hmm. Now they are still battling with that thing. But when we decided to let God do what he wanted to do.
He took three months.
What I am saying is that divine timing is very important. Divine timing will come when you have spent time before Onyankopon.
To know, sir,
Onyame say ajua samri tonight we. If you don't have the divine time and don't understand that, you say eternity. Now do pim sa. That is what Jacob had wanted to do. But God said, hold on, boy.
And when the time came,
he took a step. And the Bible said that he encountered the angel of the Lord
and rested with him,
and God blessed him.
Amen.
Get the word. Be the person who understands how to worship God and to raise an altar.
Because in the process
of raising an altar and sacrificing, that is, in the short term, understand or be a person who knows how to wait before God.
Mm-hmm.
Obia wunim onyankopon anim. Me use that word no. Because if you know the presence of God, when you get there, you can be able to identify that I have gotten to the presence.
Enti se wunim onyame anim a wukudru ho a wobehu se onyame anim na wodru.
Se wunim Delaware. Now to car se wukwa, wobekwa na wetwem no hu se wetwem up Delaware ho. You got to know where Delaware is. What I'm saying is that you got to know the presence of God. So when the time comes, you go before the presence of God, you are able to receive well and you are able to know how he operates.
And so when you know the timing.
But one more thing that I want to tell you about is that there is something we call, there is a difference between memorial and then remembrance, right? Mm-hmm. Mm? Amen. Jacob raised a memorial.
Jacob,
but he had a remembrance before God. In other words, the sacrifices Jacob he still remembered that which he said unto God. So he persistently and consistently acted upon it, and that became a remembrance before Nyankopon.
Genesis 31:11-13. And the angel of the Lord spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and I said, Here I am. And he said, Lift up now thy eyes and see all the rams which lap up upon the cattle are ring-rigged, speckled, and gripped. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. And I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, mm-hmm. and where thou vowest a vow unto me now, mm-hmm. arise, get thee out of this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. And Rahel and Leah...
That's okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, Bible say, onyame say, na Jacob sorry, na mini onyanku pona, wushengu eku ayisu ewo better. Amen? He said, I am the God who you sacrificed and offered in Bethel. Why is it so? Onyankopon ekai. What Jacob did, Abra ofini papa ono din tikoto ebo no so no. That thing was a remembrance before Onyankopon. And it's any time Onyankopon e sori fra ingwa kese no so na, no tutu de nia, na de nia kopo afodi na Jacob ye no so. No say eh, me ba Jacob e yes adi we mame. Me so maka chen say me shia no. And unto I have to look upon that remembrance and perform that which I have to perform.
Amen.
What do you have as a remembrance before God?
Amen.
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 Chale, I was so many uncle who said, Who's who day?
Who are ho? I was so many who said, Who are ho?
Amen. And if you can let God know that you also day, you see, those days, no, secondary schools, Obaqua was, no, Beatro, Atoro Soso was also here some.
Aye. Secondary school, Mrem no be one who obey your school. I don't know what you need to do a general.
And I'm
down home. Or also Bahabi.
Oh, Obey no atro, the guy named Jagapi or whatever was also here some. Hallelujah.
No, so happy.
That person is living a remembrance so that years to come, when somebody comes there, he will see, say, Atoro Soso was also there some. Amen.
Amen.
Me pato tima say.
Yes.
I was saying unyankupon suma umo unyankupon say unsu you are there some.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible say unyankupon kache Jacob say many better unyankupon na wushu engugua ebuoso edi ye enkaya mama no. That was that which challenged God. Say this young man has brought a remembrance. And when Jacob even went to his uncle's house for the years that he spent there. Even if I should calculate the years he worked for to get the daughters to marry, 7-7, and don't cry 14. Amen? And don't cry 14.
And don't cry 14. And don't cry 14. And don't
And it's, you know, calculate, not balance, not subtracting, not divisive, obese,
division.
And add all those years. But he still raised up a sacrifice. And
also,
Emerson, you know, coupon catch and say, many on your coupon now will bar for the man. Listen to me. Some of us, God sometimes tells us something. If you want my dear, would you know? Who put Radin Panon and Cooper catch or say, Ajua? And now, sorry, my dear, what's your name?
Jennifer.
What a wonderful name. When you go to church today, you know Jennifer, right? Oh, Pastor, Papa, I even don't know. And you begin to deliberate with God. And God says, you see Jennifer, that slim, nice girl that comes and she says, you normally sit here, right? Or she sings with the choir. Oh, Papa, now I see. Today when you go, sow a seed of $50 in her life.
You know, when you make a catcher, say, Ukwa, sorry, and then for $50, my Jennifer.
Oh, now, Papa. Then you begin to ask God question. What I'm telling you is that there are so many ways that God speaks to us.
And some of us, because
we have missed the timing of God.
And I'm saying, we are
still struggling.
And
because when
today,
he told us to do that thing, we refused. We saw say it was not necessary.
And unti ebra o nyame kan say yenye bibi na kwankere no wanye.
Nyempe sa uti ase ne say if you be obedient to Nyankopon, uti ase the sacrifices that God tells us to bring, sometimes it will be in the house, sometimes you listen to me. There was this brother, one of my spiritual mentors, and our kind testimony biachem say he was teaching in a Bible school, and then when he finished teaching, the students were going out. And then he felt, said, there was one particular student that he felt, said, he should just, talk to the student. And then, students, going up, lecture, and then circle to this young man's, Nabasa Sos and he showed us so. What he said. And then they started walking. And the very moment the man placed his hand upon this guy's shoulder, he said, this guy began to weep.
Amen.
I said the boy was just sobbing. And then the man got a little confused. Said, why? And I said, Professor, I am not weeping, but my heart is filled with love. Now, I said, for the first time, I just can feel that somebody loves me.
I said, brother, in Satru, na betisuno, or shasiese, or tinisu. No, besides our day, na usu, or sinisu, nimum. Na odo ashe na kuma mumma na enu ni mre di kan ya wo hu se wonu so se obi dono.
Hallelujah. But this man or young man has been sitting in the lecturer room for years, and he goes and come and everybody sees that he's normal.
De bia what is school dem ho or corner or ba obi afi se bibia enha no
ye koye be. We all have issues. But God has infinite way of ministering to us.
Yeah,
so you might think that brother is okay. So when God tells you that I want you to sow a seed in this person's life, I want you to do this thing for this brother or this sister, don't overlook and say that person. So you don't know why God is telling you to that. If only you be obedient.
Hallelujah.
And the Bible says that the last one I'm talking about is that Jacob wrestled with God.
Na Jacob oni unyame tentamwe.
So you have to have the word.
Na oso unyasem no.
You got to know how to worship and raise an altar or sacrifice.
Na oso unu se ni sorry unyame na odi aforebo ko urade ani.
And unti se wo asem no na otumi ko urade ani mu a. E na otumi hu onyankopon emre. Na hu onyankopon be no onyame so akai wo. No onyame kai wo. Wa besraw. No besraw a unu onyame atentam. Learn to rest. In other words, learn to go before God in prayer.
So you said the old mpae bo be kwa urade anim.
And the Bible says that Jacob wrestled with him. And then the Bible says, I will not let you go.
Now Jacob ni nyame tentam ye no ka chere sa me ma unko.
Na wo kura ye frɛ wo sɛn?
Obi sa sɛ na wo kura ye udin de sɛn?
O sɛ frɛ me Jacob.
My name is Jacob.
O sɛ from this day forward you shall not be called Jacob again.
No sɛ fi na ko ne mfrɛ Jacob bio.
Listen to me, Jacob, the meaning of Jacob is deceiver. Amen.
Jacob din no e yɔ dada fo.
And he said that by all this time he was still going by the name Jacob.
Na sa mre ni na no di din Jacob
na. And he has the embrace and punches. Amen. But the Bible says that God said that you shall no more be called Jacob, but you shall be called
Jacob
Israel.
Never throw Israel.
Amen.
Amen.
The next statement that above for the kind of so nyame a kind say, for you have rested with God and you have prevailed, and you will prevail before men.
Now, only when you meet Tintam, now what tenacity? Now, what tenacity will you pay him?
See, I say, man, make him wahe ye. Or say, only when you meet Tintam, what did you do? Now, what did you do? Now, you pay him. See me. It was until Jacob wrestled with God that God made that pronouncement.
Jacob Tintam oni erade Tintam ye nunti eno onyame kan sa chire no.
Sabri no no ate se ni dua iso e de e ken akofo 400 ba eno pia ne yire ne mbeti ko se mundi kan eno ni onyame Tintam ye na Bible say onyame say you have prevailed before me, you prevail before men. The Bible says when the day broke na Jacob e sori ye no Israel sorry now all the Bible said when Esau saw him from afar, he took off and ran and opened his hands and said, welcome my brother.
Amen.
Me patro ti asema me kana say
yes.
Or the 400 neighbor Esau Jacob nim say oh bad here sa in fie bi now or that or wagadre again no 419 agin in your man no. Or banon in a babekun, and yet crano, and then he said, or chew mummy no say, so okumwen mwa. Onkumwen mumyenu, not the other side, no matter they have taken off and escaped. But the Bible said, when he rested with God and the day broke, Bible said, Egypt Esau saw him from afar. Now Obia now needs the anchor. Oh, Obekuno. Bible said, Esau, at the America. In Sema Baba, no bam ni brand say, welcome, I have missed you. Why? Because God said that you have prevailed before me and you prevail before
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Hallelujah.